The world of science fiction is a little smaller today. Damon Knight has died. He was 79. Knight published his first story in 1941, and as an editor, writer, and teacher of the genre, Knight transported science fiction from pulp to something important. He founded the Science Fiction Writers of America. In 1962, Damon Knight's short story, To Serve Man, about a race of aliens recruiting Earth people to their planet, was adapted for the TV show Twilight Zone.
Mr. Chambers, don't get on that ship. The rest of the book, To Serve Man, it's a cookbook.
Joining us is Patrick Nielsen Hayden. He's senior editor at Tor Books. The message in that infamous story, what was Damon Knight trying to tell America?
I don't know if it had a message so much as simply Damon running entertaining changes on some of the older pulp assumptions of science fiction about about what priorities aliens would have in their first encounters with human beings.
as a food source?
Yeah, exactly. This is very typical of Damon. He is somebody who, as you said, not quite single-handedly, but to a great deal of his own individual effort, dragged science fiction in the 40s and 50s from being a pulp genre to being, you know, something with a level of literary ambition comparable to good mainstream fiction.
How did he do that? Was it his writing or his editing?
First as a reviewer in the late 1940s, he published in a series of essentially science fiction pulp magazines and fan magazines. I think Damon's approach to science fiction was that it should have real people behaving in credible and plausible ways, that the idea should have some level of intellectual plausibility, that if it's going to be, you know, science fiction rooted in scientific and engineering concepts, they should make sense. It's perfectly possible to be wildly speculative and yet simply be unhinged.
Did he ever work with you?
I sort of had the honor of working on his last two novels in 1992 and 1996. Why Do Birds and Humpty Dumpty and Oval sort of feel like being his editor was more of an honor than a chore.
What was he like as a person?
Fey, provocative, funny, a Zen master type. You never knew whether the next thing he was going to do is it would approve of you, clout you upside the head, and do something that was a complete non sequitur. He and his wife, the quite fine writer Kate Wilhelm, taught at the Clarion Science Fiction and Fantasy Writers Workshop at East Lansing, Michigan. They taught several generations of budding science fiction writers, and they all have stories of, you know, Damon spending hours at a time, you know, seriously attending to the particular needs of particular students, and then, you know, going around a corner and coming back bearing a gigantic super soaker and attacking the entire class. Yeah, more than one of his students has described his teaching affect to me as Gandalf on acid. He was a provocateur, somebody who basically constantly on people's case to live up to their intellectual potential.
Was science fiction then a natural match for his intellect and personality?
I think so. And certainly he never lost track of the great transgressive, visceral pulp virtues of science fiction. One of his best pieces of writing is his one-volume memoir, The Futurians, which is the story of the young, practically teenage, 17 or 18-year-old Damon Knight, who came out from Hood River, Oregon to New York City in 1941 to join The Futurians, which was this bohemian group of then-unknown people like Isaac Asimov, Frederick Pohl, Donald Wolheim. And there's, in particular, there's several passages early on in the book that really sum up the transforming and transgressive power of science fiction. He talks about being riveted by these pulp magazines in the 1930s. This is, I'm quoting from memory, is, you know, battleships hovering upside down above New York City, robots carrying pretty girls off to Antarctica. If my parents could have known what I was writing, they would have painted my spectacles black. and I don't think he ever entirely lost track of that.
Patrick, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Patrick Nielsen Hayden edits science fiction for Tor Books. He talked with us about Damon Knight, who died Monday at age 79.